Today, the church wants us to reflect on the need of the shepherds. So we call this Sunday the Good Shepherd or Vocation Sunday. And we are invited to pray for vocation to the priesthood, religious life, and all vocation. Last Sunday, we reflected on the concern of Jesus to provide us with a chief shepherd, Peter. We saw how Jesus forgave Peter for denying him three times. And Jesus said to him, "Feed my lambs and feed my sheep." In that way, Jesus made Peter a shepherd. Although Jesus continued his work of shepherding his people through Peter and his co-workers, the apostle and disciple, and through their successors, the Pope, the bishops, priests, deacons, catechists, and committed lay people. The first thing we need to remember is that every single person here has a vocation. Each person here, whatever our state in life or a being called by God through the Holy Spirit to offer our special gift to benefit the rest of the community or parish. Therefore, Vocation Sunday is not just for the few selected for directly religious vocation. It is for all of us here. On the other hand, it's about need to reflect on what our particular calling is and how we can respond to it for the well-being of the whole parish, community, and the church. Secondly, we need to help others and not to be an obstacle to them as they respond to the particular calling and grace that God gives through His Spirit. If we will all actively respond to that call, what a wonderful community we will be. For by God's grace, we are His people, the sheep of His flock. This Sunday's reading, Jesus plainly tells us that we are the gift of the Father to Jesus, and we are His, and no one can take us away from Him, and He will give us eternal life. These three things are important. First, we are the gift of the Father to Jesus. We don't come to Jesus by ourselves. No, we are led by the Father. What a wonderful, assuring thought it is that the Father is so interested in us and finds us so precious that He chooses to entrust us to His Son. Second, that no one can take us away from the Lord Jesus. Yes, we can reject Jesus ourselves if we are foolish enough to do so, but no one can take us away from Him. With this in mind, we do not need to fear our persecution or temptation. Firstly, Jesus will give us eternal life. Indeed, it is His own life that he shared with us the divine life. No greater thing that could happen to us than to be taken up into heaven and live with God forever. Jesus also states very clearly, I and the Father are one. This is Jesus declaring openly his divinity. That he is human is clearly to all who hears him. But for him to say, I and the Father are one, is a declaration of divinity beyond all doubt. In gospel reading, Jesus states, the sheep that belong to me listen to my voice. And Jesus continued, I am the good shepherd. I know my own and my own know me. It is only by listening to the Lord Jesus as he listened to us that we will come to know him as he knows us. Listen to the Lord Jesus in that deep sense is an important aspect of what it means to be his follower. On this vocation Sunday, let us ask our Lord Jesus, our Good Shepherd, to guide us all, to give us the strength and courage so that we all can be faithful shepherds, role model and example for one another in faith. Let our action, words, deeds, inspiration at all time, and let more and more people come to believe in God through us. May each of us devote more of our time and effort to follow our vocation in life. And may God, our loving God, and loving Good Shepherd bless each one of us and be with us always. And today, we thank our mothers, pray for them, and honor them by celebrating Mother's Day, offering our mother on the altar of God and praying for them. This is a day to admit gratefully the fact that none of us can return. In the same measure, all the love that our mother had given us, our mother, a good shepherd, we all experience. They give us life, nurse us, feed us, taught us, discipline us, and show Christ's self-sacrificing love for us. Their children, practicing Christ's commandments of love, love others as I have loved you. Let us remember that we have two mothers, one earthly and one heavenly. Hence, let us entrust our earthly mother to our heavenly mother, Mary, the mother of Jesus, as he last gave to us as he was dying on the cross.